hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning and welcome in to the Action Line today. Brian here with you once again, and we have an honor this morning to have with us the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Daphne David is here this morning, and pink has to be your favorite color. Did I notice that right off the bat?
On Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Good to have you this morning. A lot to go into. We were just talking. You've hit the ground running, and boy, the ground keeps to seem to be moving faster than you can run sometimes, I bet, right now, huh?
Indeed, yeah. Ryan, it's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, good to have you here today. So how long on the job now?
We are going into week 7.
You've got it all under control then now.
It's the proverbial fire hose, as we've been calling it. Yeah. But what an amazing hospital and amazing community. I'm so happy to make the decision to be here and to have the support of the community. Loving on the hospital is something like I've not seen before. And just the investment and energy that's poured into the community for continued growth for healthcare has been amazing.
Well, about the time you were 3 weeks into the job, my family was there as we welcomed in my first grandchild.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's just a magical time, and boy, everybody was, they just make you feel like you're the most special person on the floor.
Well,
you know?
Clearly you were.
Well, of course, but it was pretty remarkable to see, and new parents, and maybe some nerves. Probably they didn't let us know that, but that's how it goes with kids. But just a wonderful place, and it took me back to, my daughter is 22. So this was at the old hospital before, and when it was over on Highland, wasn't Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford back in that time. But my wife had to go into the hospital about 3 months before our daughter was born because the fluid around the amniotic sac was low. And so they tested every day, and they said, we're going to do everything we can. So it was like a 2-month stay, but we were, at the time, probably not now, one of the longest OB residents. They threw a baby shower for us, the whole floor.
That's the culture of St. Thomas Rutherford.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting around in about way, They just truly care about everybody that comes in, it seems. Yeah.
It's palpable. And just the short period of time that I've been there, you can sense the family atmosphere, and they truly care about what they're doing. And they care about their community, and they all live here. I mean, a majority of them live in this community, and that's extremely important to help support that from a healthcare perspective.
Yeah. So Rutherford County, you're getting to know Rutherford County and Murfreesboro along with this. Where, kind of give us an idea of where you're from and how all of that came about becoming the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford.
So long journey. Of course, I'm only 21 now,
right.
So that's things happen quickly.
Long journey, short time, right?
Yeah, right. So I'm originally from South Mississippi in the Biloxi area. I started at a small hospital as the executive assistant to the CEO and started college at the same time about 26 years ago, and had some great opportunities, a great journey with a very strong organization that supported growth and development. I spent about 16 years at that hospital working in various capacities, left there as the chief operating officer, and they supported education through that process for me as well. And from there, I moved to Jacksonville, Florida with the same company as the chief operating officer, and was there for a couple of years, and then had the opportunity to take my first CEO position in North Denver, where we spent about 4 years. And amazing experience there. beautiful scenery as well.
I can imagine.
But there's nothing like the South, and there's nothing like being close to home. And so this opportunity came open in East Nashville, and again with the same company, and moved here almost 4 years ago. And recognizing that there is a lot to healthcare, and a lot of it has to do with heart. You get pulled in different directions, and when I learned about this position coming open, I felt drawn to it for multiple levels, and looking forward to setting roots, staying put. I have two boys, and they are tired of the rat race and moving as well, and so looking forward to settling in. We've just purchased some land in Christiana, right down from where Ed the Zebra has his home. And so that's been a lot of fun in our home, talking about what we might experience in that space. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to build. But what brought me here to Rutherford was just that, and meeting individuals, learning more about the community, and just truly seeing the heart of not just the hospital, but the people of Rutherford County and Murfreesboro.
Biloxi, how big of a town was that?
It's about 180,000 in the, I would say, in the county. Okay. So if we look at the three adjoining counties there, it's probably close to 350 now.
Okay. So I guess the city may be relative in size, or the county relative in size to us here?
The county, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, I would say perhaps the city is relative in size. County here of Rutherford is much larger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this place has certainly grown. I'm one of the few. I'm as rare as Ed the Zebra to have a home grown, you know, and continue to stay. But with a great university in town, you bring people in to study, and then they just never want to leave, you know, and there's a reason. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee, you've been here 4 years. How have you enjoyed Middle Tennessee in terms of, you've been a lot of places, obviously. Does this feel like home? Does this feel like your place to stay?
It was very quickly, this, again, palpable feeling of, mm-hmm. this is where you're supposed to be. And I firmly believe that God puts us in places and opens doors right at the same time that you might not understand it, but he certainly does. And that's why I'm here. But it absolutely feels like home.
Two boys, are they older?
Two boys. One's almost 15, so I'm a little nervous about that. We've got driving plans this summer. And the other is 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be driving before you know it, right? Mm-hmm. They do grow up fast. I know people say that, but it does happen. Well, at least you know where to go to the ER, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we won't need it. But yeah, there are a couple of options, and in the future a third. So.
Raising boys. I had a boy and a girl, so I guess maybe you have the best of both worlds. But boys are certainly interesting, aren't we?
You said that. I didn't.
Christiana, that's going to be a great place. Right now you've got a bit of a commute, so mm-hmm. does that give you time to clear thoughts and get ready to go for the day?
I'm usually on a call there and back, and most days that does include a call to my dad. I talk to him every morning.
Awesome.
So that's pretty neat that I still get a chance to do that.
Is he still in Mississippi?
He is. He's a pastor, has been for about 55 years in South Mississippi.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So my son is a student pastor at a church here in the Buchanan area. So
that's
an interesting little, that's a calling, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching him as a child get phone calls in the middle of the night, people showing up asking for help, you know, that instills something in you.
Sure.
Is that, you know, you've witnessed it, and you know what impact responding to things like that can make. And I think that's part of the drive to healthcare for me. But I set out initially on a completely different journey, and if you don't mind, I'd like to just
sure,
share that.
Yeah,
that story. I started as I had mentioned, I was working at the hospital in South Mississippi, started college at the same time. And I was going in Christian counseling, and I was going to hang a shingle at my dad's shop, if you will. So at the church, I was at the church house is what we called it. Mm-hmm. I was going to hang a shingle. I was going to do Christian counseling. He was going to pastor. That was going to be our gig. And I have siblings. They're important, but this is our story. So we had a situation that caused us both to think about things a little differently. And my mom had taken ill, and that she had had a hip replacement a number of years prior, and began to cause her problems to the point where in the afternoons she was in so much pain she would have to prop her feet up and didn't have much of a quality of life. And at that point, she was the youth minister. The children's church, she spent all week creating this amazing program for the kids, and it just became more difficult for her to do. And so we sought counsel and surgeons. Do we need to do something? And I introduced her to a surgeon that worked at the hospital, and he was really confident that he could fix this for her. He said, I'm 90% sure I can fix this for you. And that is all she needed. She's like, I'm in, fix me. And she had the procedure and did really well. So she had a hip revision, did really well. And about 3 months post-op, woke up one morning in severe pain on her right side, which is the same side she had had the hip revision. And as the day went on, developed a fever. So we took her to the emergency department. It's the same hospital I was working in at the time. And they ran some tests and said, you know, I'm not really sure what's going on, but if she gets worse, bring her back. And that started this this journey of 5 months of not sure what's going to happen, what the future of our family looks like when she was diagnosed with septic shock.
Oh, wow.
And she was intubated, stayed a month in the hospital, came home, went back in, was intubated again, and it was just this roller coaster. It was phone calls in the middle of the night. She's an AFib. You need to come in. You need to, we need to call the family in, or she's not doing well, or we need an A line. And it was just this constant turmoil. And if you've ever experienced anything like that, or had, you know, a friend that has, it's like your world stops, and you're just, everything just revolves around that person getting better. And so we went through this. She ended up having to be life flighted over to a sister hospital in New Orleans, where she had a heart valve replacement because of endocarditis. And she was there for a period of time and then transferred back over to South Mississippi at a long-term acute care facility, where one day she woke up and we had not spoken to her in a couple of months. And she said, I feel great. What's going on? And she had no knowledge of what was happening.
Really?
Throughout this period of time. And we talked to her. We thought this is the miracle that we've been praying for. And finally, she's going to be back with us. And then 3 days later, she passed away with cholecystitis. And so infection of the gallbladder. And all that was due to the sepsis. And so at that point, that was the deciding factor in healthcare for me. And my dad as well. And so I had mentioned that he's a minister. He and I sat down, like, what are we going to do now? Our life has changed. Like, everything about our life has changed. I had a two-year-old at the time, and we were just, our worlds were upside down. And we both committed that we're going to give back to the community that was there for us during that time period. And so my dad became the volunteer chaplain at that little hospital in South Mississippi full-time. And he wanted to share the story to help other patients, but then also help the staff that was there. They put their hands on our hands. They prayed with us. They wrapped their arms around us. They lifted us up. She's having a good day. She's in great hands. Or she might not be having a good day, but what can we get for you guys? And so that feel of the environment and the impact that healthcare can make in the most difficult life situations is, there's nothing that compares to that. And so from then on, I said, okay, I want to be a resource for those that are taking care of patients. I want to remove barriers, and I want to help improve processes, and I want to be there for people. And so finished that counseling degree and then moved into an MBA to help. How do I get to the business side of that so I can better understand and be effective, not just from a business perspective, but certainly using that skill set to work with people and let them know that we're here for them, that we truly care. And Rutherford is an amazing example of that heart. And that was the draw.
We are here in the heart of Tennessee, the geographic center of the state. I'm sure you've heard some of those stories, you know, but there is a tremendous amount of heart here in this community. And it sounds like Biloxi may be a sister city, you know, because I think you find that here as well, that your story, everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. Your story sent you down a whirlwind, really. I mean, look at where you are now versus, what was that, 12, 13 years ago?
Yeah, 13 years ago.
Yeah. So here we are, visiting today with the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. It's Daphne David, who is here with us today. And we've already blown through our first segment here. So let's take a quick time out. When we come back, more here on News Radio WGNS and the Action Line. Thanks for joining us. It's about 33 minutes after 8. We're going to check on the roads and your forecast coming up here in just a minute.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago. And we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Good morning. It's been slow go for several hours south of Nashville down in Murray County as THB wraps up this crash 65 northbound before you get up to Spring Hill at 65 north near the 50-mile marker. And it's been struggling up through there for quite some time. It's a crash in its clearing stages. 40 westbound over here in Hermitage. We've had several actually in the area of OHB Central Pike. All that traffic still coming in from Wilson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call the best. STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 60. And Wednesday, sunshine, high of 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 66.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com. Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro. FM 1019, FM 100.5, WGNSradio.com, the Good Neighbor Network. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Today we salute our Good Neighbor of the Day from the Good Neighbor Station. Kelly Hockenberry is the Good Neighbor. She has been recognized for doing a great job on awards. She is with Winner's Trophies and always delivers the best trophies and plaques, someone wrote in to tell us. So Kelly will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. You can send in a good neighbor by texting that singular word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. We are talking this morning with the new Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital president and CEO, Daphne David. And Daphne, it sounds like the title president and CEO was really maybe not on your bingo card of
it was not my planned career path. That is correct.
But here you are.
Here I am.
And you have had several weeks on the job, I guess, to work with others and to lay the groundwork for this position. Being in this position now, as you see what is ahead and kind of got up to speed on where the hospital is and things of that nature, I would think you, I don't know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but probably in a really good position here, because we have had great leadership, mm-hmm. and that's going to continue, obviously.
Definitely have had great leadership. And I've been blessed to have that transition period with Gordon Ferguson. He has introduced me to a number of community leaders and, of course, the physicians and a lot of the associates at St. Thomas Rutherford, and has been a great help through the process.
Are you really good with names and, you know, remembering that?
We all have to work on that.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
There are a lot of faces in a short period of time, but each of them are very special. So working hard on that.
Sure, sure. It just seemed like Gordon just knew everybody. But, you know, getting involved with those people and working with those people and where they are, I mean, that's part of the job, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Trying to understand what motivates individuals, what's going on in their lives, and offering support. What's most important to me as the CEO is to ensure that the voice of our associates and our physicians and of course, the community and our patients is heard. And are we responding? Are we following through with the things that we say that we're going to do? That's extremely important.
Every single person that says, I work at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, there's no job that's not important, I wouldn't think. And maybe we learned a lot from a little thing called a pandemic, but that certainly probably showed us that, you know, in a time of immense stress and uncertainty, the healthcare community came together like nothing else we've ever seen.
Yeah, so that's a calling, yeah. Right? We've chatted a little bit about what a calling might look like, and that's definitely one. So from an environmental services technician that's cleaning the room, that is one of the most important jobs of an organization, to have a clean area for our patients to be, to an ICU nurse that is taking care of a patient on multiple drips and perhaps being intubated, extremely important. Each of these roles across the organization matter so much, and our patients are benefiting as a result of the care that's being provided at St. Thomas Rutherford.
Well, let's talk a bit about now that you are here. I'm sure that there have been future visionary plans set in place before, but now that you're here, you may want to do some things differently. Kind of walk us through the process, maybe for we'll talk about the future, but maybe the near future. What do you see in terms of our local hospital?
We have a lot of growth, some of that short term, and then again, some long term growth opportunities. The West Lawn location where we have our freestanding ER and hospital is undergoing renovation, adding another floor to that to improve cardiac care in that community. So we're moving some cardiologists. We're going to have the ability to provide echoes in that space. We'll have a CT there as well for outpatient cardiology needs. And that is through St. Thomas Cardiology. And what a great group of physicians in that space as well. So that is about a 12,000 square feet expansion on top of that West Lawn location. In that space, bring us back closer to home by the hospital. We've just gotten approval for an inpatient rehab facility, and that is going to add 40 additional beds. That's going to be a brand new build just adjacent to our property. And that's going to support patients once they're discharged to help them get back on their feet a lot faster, and that keeps them closer to home. And so that's another opportunity for us to support the community of Rutherford County.
Just, what was it, last week, the groundbreaking over on Las Casas Pike, and mm-hmm. what an exciting venture mm-hmm. that's going to be, and a community partnership with two titans in local healthcare.
Yeah. So what a great group of physicians with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. This conversation, I'd love to take credit for it, but I certainly can't. This has been in the works for quite some time. And in conjunction with MMC going in that space, our goal is to build a freestanding ER off of Las Casas Pike. And that would be about 10 rooms, similar to what we have, but without the inpatient side. That, you know, the space that we have at West Lawn, it will just be freestanding ER in that location, and a lot of rooftops that people are moving out there left and right. Yeah. And so our goal is to ensure that we're meeting the healthcare needs in communities to keep people again closer to home.
So when we say closer to home, it's like, you know, the main campus on Medical Center is fairly centrally located into the city. Mm-hmm. But what we have found as this community has grown so much is that people don't want to go much more than, you know, 5-10 miles away from home. You know, right. That's kind of where their home base is. So we're seeing, just like Nashville has, you know, the Donaldson community. Well, we've got the mm-hmm. Siegel community or Christiana, and having amenities in those areas are important to people. And I think that seems to be what we're seeing even with the healthcare industry.
Right. And then with the opportunity to partner and create a medical complex, if you will, to keep from primary care to pediatrics, that's what MMC is providing. And then support if there is an emergency, trying to really meet the needs of the community, which is, it's not only fun to do, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Is that, I'm sure that Murfreesboro is not unique to that. I'm sure other communities have done the same. But in communities of the size that we have, is that the future to meet the needs within the communities instead of, you know, maybe one big campus?
Yes.
Kind of that move?
I would say that is definitely the approach that Ascension St. Thomas has, is what are we doing to get out in the community? And we'll take that even further to outreach. If there are smaller hospitals that are, you know, an hour or 2 hours away that need additional services, we're reaching out to them to see how can we help you ensure that you're meeting the community needs. And so that's part of the plan, and that's our mission.
I think when we began to see this was when Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital invested in St. Thomas Heart to the point where, you know, before it was, well, if you have this heart condition or we're at this point, then we have to go to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And people didn't want to do that. But I mean, but there has been quite the investment made to bring that level of healthcare right here in our community. And I think that's important to people.
It is definitely important. So a large group of cardiologists, general cardiologists, interventional cardiologists, as you know that we're doing open hearts now. And so 2 years in, we've already had over 600 patients that have had successful open heart procedures. And that's something that those individuals would have to go downtown for that prior to. And so what a blessing to be able to stay in your hometown to get that done. And then the future, the immediate future, we're adding structural heart to that. So we'll continue to do what we do really well and then take the next step and expand what the needs are for the community as we grow.
Now, structural heart, is that surgeries that maybe not open heart, but other surgeries of the heart?
That is correct. TAVR procedures, things like that may be a higher level, but not completely open heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're large enough. We're a large enough community. And in some cities, states, the level of population, this would be what a level one or whatnot, right? I mean, we're in a large enough community to support the need for the expanded specialty services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely are. And before we just say we want to expand and we want to do everything,
sure.
We want to do what we do again really well and ensure that the outcomes are great, quality's great. We've got the support and resources in place to ensure that we are providing the best possible care to the communities. And that is part of that growth. Again, do what we do well, take the next step. Do what we do well, take the next step. For example, we delivered over 3,600 babies last year.
Wow.
And so that is part of our growth plan as well. So we're adding satellite NICU, adding additional labor and delivery rooms, expanding that floor out to help support that continued growth also.
You know, it's been a while. My kids were are in their 20s now and having children, but just going through there and seeing, you know, I just noticed dads running down the hallways with blankets and nervous and, you know, why does this, you know, that those are exciting times for people. And oftentimes, I guess, as adults, maybe our first introduction into healthcare in the mm-hmm. local hospital and things of that nature is when babies are born. So the focus has been there with that. And it's pretty special to see. And also, we talked about St. Thomas Heart. Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital has always had a special place for those who are going through cancer treatment and diagnosis and coming alongside. And we've seen so many strides in that, I guess, the realm of that world and treatment, cancer treatment. I'm sure there's going to be a continued focus on that.
Yeah, we have great partners with Tennessee Oncology. The providers there, going back to the heart of healthcare, truly focus in on what's best for the patients. And they are looking at expansion, and we're looking at how we can partner with them to help support continued expansion. Again, in separate communities outside of the hospital, how do we provide the services that you have to come all the way in town in Murfreesboro to get, but mm-hmm. how do we do that closer to home? And so those are things that you'll see coming out in the future as well with partnerships.
I mentioned trauma center, and I don't understand that. I watched The Pit. That's about as far as mine goes. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Okay. I don't know if it's, I hear it's close to, but anyway, that's Pittsburgh, not Murfreesboro. But what are the trauma center levels? Are we at a, I don't know, maybe explain that to us first.
Sure. So there are non-designated facilities, and that's currently our status. There are facilities that could be a level four, doesn't necessarily, from my perspective, mean a whole lot. Level three can provide additional services. They have general surgery available, pretty much. And then you can go level two, typically have neurosurgery available within 30 minutes or on site. It just kind of depends on what the focuses are. If you want to do level three, level two, level one is pretty much your tertiary facility that you would go to for multiple injuries from motor vehicle accidents or falls or things like that. We can provide a multitude of services that a trauma level facility can, currently not designated. And the reason we're not currently is we want to go back to, what are we doing? Are we doing it really well? And so we wanted to focus in on that cardiac side and make sure that we're not distracted on what that growth looks like. And so do we have the right people in the right places? Do we have the right resources? Do we have the education and space? And so that is what our plan is, to continue to work with our physician partners and our community to identify opportunities that our community not just needs now, but will need in the future. And those are conversations that are ongoing.
Okay. So that's all part of the conversations, but
all part of the conversations.
Let's do what we do best, add to those things that we do best, and then see where the road leads.
Right. And we continue to monitor what the projected population growth is and what the age of that population is. So we want to be able to meet the healthcare needs of our community before they even need it. And those are short-term plans, long-term plans, 5 years, 10 years.
So there are plans when I'm 80, right?
Of course.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
I'm not planning on going anywhere. So we're talking with the new Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital president and CEO, Daphne David, joining us here today on the Action Line. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back and wrap up our conversation here this morning right here on News Radio WGNS 101.9 100.5 WGNSradio.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state. From AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery. Making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. Even though it's early, don't let fleas and ticks get the jump on your pet. Here at Animal City, we stock a full variety of products to keep your pet protected, safe, and comfortable. Here at Animal City, we are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro. Animal City.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
I got a radio that's kind of possessed.
It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here this morning with the new president and CEO, Daphne David. And Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. And as we wrap up our last few moments here this morning, when you're new to a community, sometimes there are different ways that a community will accept new people, right? But I think this has always been a welcoming place. Have you found that?
I have absolutely found that, Ryan. My husband and I have had multiple conversations about how welcomed we felt. So we've been able to attend several events prior to starting with St. Thomas Rutherford, a couple of galas, and I'll pick on Gordon for a moment, a handful of retirement parties, and that continues. But he made the comment to me, like, are people always this nice? And my response was, well, that's what I've experienced so far. And as I've asked that question continually, the answer has been yes. And so it's they seem to truly care about who's coming into the community and what their involvement is and how we can work together to continue to make it better. And that has, in all the communities I've lived, I've had amazing experiences and met amazing people. This one has definitely been different from that aspect of being welcomed. Taking me to lunch, talking about coffee places, where are you living? I've had more people ask me. They want me to be here, and I can't wait to be here. And it's been a great experience so far.
So are you a coffee connoisseur?
I'm a very basic coffee drinker, but okay. I do drink a lot of coffee.
Okay.
So I have more of my...
You're ready to go for the day.
I am.
So speaking of the retirement receptions and all of the things that you have gone to, and seeing the impact that Gordon has had in his many years here in our community, and the things that he's been able to accomplish, that sets a high bar. But it sounds like to me that that's a challenge that you want to pick up the mantle and continue moving forward, just in our conversation here this morning about all the great opportunities that lie ahead.
Right. You know, growth is exciting. Supporting community is exciting. That's what I feel like I'm called to do. But the underlying focus of all of that is building relationships and getting to know people for who they are, what their needs are, and looking at ways to help motivate others and be a part of a community that makes a difference. And so what Gordon has done, so many things, but what he's done really well is build those relationships. And that's what I aspire to continue to do. And I feel like if you're communicating effectively and getting people involved and asking their opinion and sharing that voice and working together, that you can accomplish just about anything.
But there's a way to do that. I mean, you can say, yeah, I'm open to hearing your opinion, but if it's a look of in one ear and out the other, and there's no real engagement. I mean, you've seen that happen before in conversations. There has to be real meaning behind it.
Yeah, there has to be action. There has to be loop closure, follow through. And if I came in and said I have all the answers, then I'm the wrong person to be here, right? So we look at others for as experts to help us make the right decisions. And you know, taking the history of Murfreesboro and St. Thomas Rutherford and to play, we've got to get the right people involved to ensure that we're making the right decisions. And so for continued growth and of healthcare in our community, and relationships, again, are the foundation of that. And it's relationships are built on sharing information, trusting one another, and truly listening.
Well, I hope that as we move forward, that this is the start of, you know, or continuation of a great relationship with Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital and WGNS, but also from a personal level, from Brian to Daphne to, you know, a friendship, a partnership that helps make this community better.
This was so much fun. Thank you so much for allowing me the time to spend with you this morning. And I would love to continue to share what's happening with St. Thomas Rutherford and get to know you better as well.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Let's do that. And we'll even find some good regular Biloxi coffee.
Yeah,
is there a Biloxi coffee? I wonder.
For a different conversation, there perhaps Biloxi alcohol, but not so much Biloxi coffee.
Maybe that's later in the day.
Yeah, that's not
to start
so early.
The day. Thanks for being here again.
Thank you so much.
The new Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford CEO and President Daphne David joining us here today. If you enjoyed our conversation, we'd invite you to head back to WGNSradio.com under our podcast section. We'll have that up later. If you came in late, get to know Daphne here. Check it out, WGNSradio.com under the Action Line.